This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 106 for Monday, October 18th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on a Monday, taking some direction from outside vegetable oil markets. Canola up 2 to over $9, November up $4.90 at $920.40 per ton. With crush margins in negative territory, there's no real reason for canola to go any higher on its own, but strength elsewhere was enough to provide support today. Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil futures were both up, and that general strength took canola higher as well. Canada's tightening supply situation is also supportive, although demand is being rationed at current price levels. The Canadian dollar held steady, providing little direction. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are higher, while wheat is mixed. Soybeans up 3 cents in the November contract at $12.21 per bushel. Economic news out of China showing that country's GDP growth slowed in the third quarter did put some pressure on soybeans overnight, especially as growth is expected to slow even more in the fourth quarter, given the high energy cost situation. Last year's larger-than-expected yield and stocks estimates from the USDA also remained bearish influences, as did seasonal harvest pressure. However, the rally in soy oil today was enough to pull beans higher. Solid weekly U.S. soybean export inspections at about 2.3 million tons were also supportive. Corn, it was higher at the close, up 7 cents in the December contract at $5.32 per bushel. Just as with soybeans, the large stocks forecast by the USDA last week are still overhanging the market, but may be factored into the futures for the time being. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections came in at just under a million tons. Wheat is mixed, with losses in Minneapolis spring wheat and gains in the winter wheats. Minneapolis down a penny in the December contract at $9.67 per bushel. Kansas City up 5 cents in December at $7.49 per bushel. Chicago wheat up 2 cents in December at $7.36 per bushel. Spring wheat was due for a bit of a correction after hitting fresh highs last week amid concerns over the size of this year's North American crop. Meanwhile, conditions are thought to be looking relatively favorable for U.S. winter wheat. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, October 18th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.